During the last 2 years of President-elect Donald Trump's first term, 60% of people in Wisconsin said they were living comfortably. Towards the end of the Democratic Biden-Harris administration, it was down to 45%. That's according to the Marquette Law School poll. Its director, Charles Franklin, says those kinds of numbers hold more weight on Election Day than abstract economic indicators like GDP growth.
So that 15% drop in the sense of personal well-being is damned hard to argue your way out of by showing somebody a bunch of economic statistics.
Franklin says that when you sort Wisconsin's election precincts by average income, Trump made the biggest gains in the poorest areas. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.